That was a nice commercial that was just on for the Marines.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
I want to welcome everybody to the Sanjay and Jim Show here on WWDB Talk 860. Shout out. That's right. That's our signature. That's how you know it's the Sanjay and Jim Show.
Turn off your radio immediately.
But this is a fun show. We have a great great time on
the
broadcast.
Great guest. We
and we have great guests and also we get to talk about Sanjay and Marla when they're not here again. Yeah,
Marla still has. They're listening.
By the way, she still has that zit on her nose.
But, I know, man, she's embarrassed. Massive. Thank God it's radio; we can't see her.
Shout out to Sam, our producer, of course, and we have a fantastic guest, a great attorney on the program. If you would,
Anthony Archivella.
Anthony Archivella.
Where's your office, Anthony?
Center City, Philadelphia.
Center City.
Yeah.
Well,
on Chestnut Street.
And so Anthony's not only an outstanding attorney, okay, and we're gonna spotlight Anthony, and we're gonna talk about the practice and himself. But what's cool is this, I had the pleasure of meeting him before the show. He and I have something in common. We're both born in East Falls, the East Falls section of Philadelphia, which is hours and hours and hours away from here, Jim. It must be because I'm the last one to show up, but really, it's 5 minutes away.
Now, you were born at the same hospital.
That's right. And I'm
same day, same time, same mother.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see. Who knows? The blood test will be back soon. But here's an interesting point. Having said that, Anthony, I don't know if you know this, but when you're born in East Falls, you may not know this, okay?
Oh,
Marla just walked in. Did you just hear what we said about you?
Fashionably late.
First I want to say this. Anthony, there you go. You're what we call, just like I am, a Fallser, okay? You were born in East Falls. You know what? By the way, I love East Falls, and I wear it like a badge of honor. But having said that, you can never not be a Fallser, whether you like it or not. But there are people that are living in a neighborhood for 40 years, but they weren't born there, so they're never going to be a Fallser. So that's
never.
Me and you, man. So we have Marla Vittorello in the house. But Marla, we were just saying as we were, opening up the show that the great part about the show is we have fun, but at the same time,
We don't have fun. We're miserable, but we...
Hold on. I will tell you one thing that's missing right now. Our non-sponsor. I might just get up and leave right now.
I had an early morning breakfast meeting, and I was rushing to get here, and I wasn't able to stop at our sponsor.
Chick-fil-A.
You didn't hear what we just said about you, did we?
I didn't connect. I usually listen in to all the smack
about me before I get here. Yeah.
That's why I try to get here on time.
You should, because what we
both
said.
That's the punishment. When you're late for the show, we talk about it.
That's right. 30 seconds. Look at it.
Listen, we were here 5 hours ago, Jim, prepping for this show.
I was up before the sun got up.
But having said that, we said, the one thing about, Sanjay and Marla, if they're not here, the show becomes about them. So I think I mentioned that.
Poor Sanjay. He's missed three shows in a row.
Yeah.
He did. Well, he's a busy man.
He's too busy for us. Too busy to be friends with us.
All
right, before we go any further.
Well, I just wanted to say we mentioned that big pimple you had on your nose and why you didn't come in here.
What's funny? I thought I put dirt on my nose. I'm not kidding, because I had dirt on my hand somehow, I guess from makeup or grease. I don't know what the heck. I had a black streak. And I went like this. I'm like, I probably put it on my face.
No. We just say that, if you're late or you're not on time, because then, it gives you incentive the next time to get here. Just, we say all kinds of bad things. Whether they're true or not, this is not important.
Well, this is the time of the show where we do the shirt presentation.
This shirt presentation. First of all, I would like to say hello to Anthony. How are you? It's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry that you had to come into all of this.
Yeah,
I want to
apologize.
We have so much fun on the show. I want to tell you something a little bit about that shirt that you just got that presented.
Oh, thank you.
You have to smell it.
Why do you ruin this special moment for me? I always love presenting this. How did he know?
It usually smells like his car.
Stop. Anthony, it's the only shirt presentation where Jim presents a used shirt that's been worn by hundreds of people. No, it hasn't.
I only wore it once, but I washed it, Anthony. Don't worry.
I feel like we should all sign it and he should sign
that's
it.
That's a great idea. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, you should do it.
I mean, anyway, you took the thunder out of my shirt presentation. I always like look forward to it. You know, oh, here's your shirt.
Well, good
Thank
news.
You for being on our show.
Can I tell you that my daughter, Valentina, wears her shirt all the time. She loves it.
Julia does, too.
She does. She wore it on the boardwalk the other
Yeah, on the back it says Sanjay and Jim.
I wore it, but somebody attacked me.
They dropped my name. It should be Sanjay, Jim, and Marlo.
It really should.
Sanjay doesn't even show up anymore.
Well,
he's too good for us. But let me just say this. I wore it also.
Did you really?
They're comfortable. Yeah, very nice.
Hold on. I got attacked by 7 or 8 people. They were just coming up and hitting me. It was crazy.
Trying to collect money. Jim, you can only collect money. Mm-hmm.
Anthony, you can only wear that in the comfort of your own home, or you better be wearing your headgear. No, it's a great shirt. And I'm very appreciative. The station is appreciative. It's got the Sanjay and Jim logo on the back. And all
it is a knockoff.
It's a knockoff.
He's getting, Marla.
He's got a cease and desist.
Did it smell like
it
the car?
Smells very nice.
Okay, good.
So,
meanwhile,
Anthony's a great liar.
He's like, why am I here with these people?
So Marla,
yeah.
Congratulations, because last time you were here, we were talking about, you know, you were being considered for an honor. If you would, please talk about it, because it's a great and fantastic honor, and it cost me a lot of money to get it for you. But I'm just kidding.
You're so sweet. Well, thank you, guys. So on November 7th, I am one of the 6 honorees for Woman of the Year.
Awesome.
So it's at the Ballroom at the Ben. It's a very big fundraiser for 6 charitable platforms. I'll be representing the Gift of Life.
I would love to go there and eat.
Yeah, and you're all invited.
Oh, I hope
everybody,
so.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I'll send you the link if you don't have it. It's on my Facebook page.
Let me tell you, somehow I'll just never get it. Everybody else will be there.
No, you should have it. But if you check out my Facebook page, it's actually on there. So all the proceeds, so if I am named Woman of the Year that evening, then I get to direct majority of the funds, which is going to be awesome for different charities.
That's awesome.
So thank you.
Wow.
Thank you,
Woman
for
of the Year.
I hope. I'm an honoree right now, but I didn't actually,
It came down to 6, and you're 6. One of them. So.
Well, 3 are men and 3 are women. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so it's either woman or man.
It's a person of the year.
It's person of the year, right. You know, don't get into gender talk right now, though.
Oh, I was just going to say.
I knew it was going.
My twisted brain.
I think it's what we should do, and I don't think there's anything wrong with this, is we should kidnap the other 5. Then we'll take
so they
them.
Can't
I think
get
so.
There.
We have to have a strategy.
I think All so. Right. Well, I think it's the longevity. You know, for myself, I can only speak for myself, but I've been doing this for a really long time, and I truly do it out of my heart.
Of course.
And, you know, this past Sunday, I don't know if you guys got the opportunity to see at Center City, it was a big march for childhood cancer and trying to raise funds.
And you were in the front of it.
Yeah. I mean, no, listen.
You were leading
everyone. Tanya and David, they had the mission, and I
you were
support
there?
Them. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Hollis Thomas came. It was like a big deal. It was really cool.
You know what's interesting about that? I've been, and I can't say enough about you. And one of the things that you had talked about is your excitement, mostly for the fact that you'll be able to help direct the funds to a charity that means a lot to you.
Yeah. Yeah. My father had a heart transplant, and he survived 11 years. And so I've been a speaker for the Gift of Life for several years. And I, you know, my role and mission is to get around and educate as many people and help support those funds, because I'm also a nurse. I've been a nurse for several years. I do a lot of the med school talks and the nurse talks from, you know, different nursing schools and stuff.
So it's interesting, because I don't know if anybody's watches the Phillies at all, but they have this.
Who?
No.
What kind of questions?
But they have this new kind of feature about the, you know, the kid of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and man, it's emotional. I wonder how, Tom McCarthy gets, you know, I mean, how do you segue from that?
Wow.
Like, in other words, I'm, you know, you go from, and it's a very heartfelt, really amazing, and really tear-jerking, you know, segment that they do.
Don't
and
cry now, Joe.
No, for real. But for real.
We're
you know
live
what,
on air.
You know why I love that? Because I think that in times of fun and entertainment, people sometimes have to realize how fortunate we are that we have healthy
so
children
blessed.
And we have things.
Oh, please
and
no.
It's not something that they put out there to dampen the time, but it's always to remember how fortunate
how
you are and
we
to
all
give
are.
These kids an opportunity to get out in the field and to come to a game. And, you know, we take that for granted, you know, and particularly on Sunday, all of the children that came up, you couldn't tell if we call them superheroes, if they were fighting right now, or the parents who had the picture of the kid on their shirt who passed.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, I mean, look, I'm getting chills as we're talking about it, because I connect with these people. I mean, I lost both of my parents and my sister to cancers. So when you are sitting there and you know, a six-year-old kid comes up to your table and starts talking, like, we, you know, I was one among six of our NFL alumni, and just to see the face, you know, and them smile and so excited, and the princesses were there and all that. It was nice.
Well, I'll tell you, I have to say this, and I don't say it lightly. You know, I being Facebook friends and all that, and, you know, your story and a lot, you know, losing your mother, your father, and your sister. You had one sibling, and still being and being that the person that you are, and the ability to want to help others. I mean, it's amazing, because every year, you know, whenever, you know, your sister's birthday is, you know, you celebrate it. And I sit there and I'm like, with my wife, I'm like, I want you to just look at this. So what you do on a daily basis, and what you've turned it into, so many people, and I mean, they'd be rightfully doing it. They break down and it can never, you know, go, you know, can't move forward in the same way. You take that and want to help other people. And the thing about this, and I said it, when you talked about it last month, you know, it was so awesome, because you could see that in your eyes, you want to win, because you want to be able to, you know, take those funds and push them towards the charities that mean something to you. So,
yeah. Let me say this. All the charities mean something to me, because everyone has a cause and it's based off of their life experience, you know? So if you had someone who suffered from a heart attack, you would, you know, the American Heart Association would be more meaningful to you. So they all mean something. And each one of those charities that's on the platform is going to get money, which is great. So all they're doing is pushing a little bit more money towards the charity of your choice. And a lot of that has to do by people supporting it. So, you know, purchasing tickets, showing up, you know, I think it'll be a really special night for a special cause. And, you know, you can have fun for a mission. You know, you can still enjoy yourself and have fun for a mission.
Absolutely.
And thank you for all of those accolades, because this is how I have dealt with my grief. Because watching the three people closest to me in my life who were at such a young age, 64, 69, and 28, you know, and watching my sister pass away and leaving a 2.5-year-old on this earth.
Wow. This was all in a short period of time where you experienced this loss.
Yes. So it was like my sister passed in 2000. My father had the transplant in 2003. Everything was good until 2009. My mom passed away the night I had Santino in 2010, and my dad, after 50 hospitalizations, a second pregnancy and delivery in 2014. So only 4 years, then my dad passed away, and it was 15 years of like crazy.
How do you deal with it every day in regards to keeping a positive outlook and taking those emotions and focusing them on helping others?
It's perspective. I mean, when you look at your day and you say, and I would invite everybody to kind of look at this, when you look at your day and you go, oh, I have to do this later. Or, oh my God, this happened. And, you know, I had to sit in traffic for an extra 20 minutes. At the end of the day, I always say to myself, was somebody sick or was somebody hurt or did somebody die? And the answer is no. You'll get through all those other things. And they're so minuscule when you look at the big picture. When you say to yourself, I'm healthy, my family's healthy, or, you know, there's always a solution of some sort to a problem that doesn't really matter. I have turned my grief into like a passion and a drive to help other people, to educate and to push some of these missions forward, because that helps with the grievance. So everyone has to find an outlet for grievance. And, you know, when I look at some of these people, many people who went through or would even go through something similar to my story turn to drinking, turn to drugs, turn to illicit things that,
or just,
you know,
depression,
put themselves into bed and not get out of bed or walk out or enjoy life ever again. you have to find a healthy outlet.
Absolutely. Well, nobody's doing it better than you. And so you
you
certainly deserve this.
And I must say, too, it's because of you guys. Like, it's my great friends, my family, and people who support me who make those things possible.
Well, you know what? Right back at you, because your inspiration and what you do on a daily basis inspires us as well.
Thank you.
So having said that, and there's no way to, again, I feel like I'm
this is the Phillies
game. How do you segue? I want to, obviously, our attorney guest, fantastic, Anthony Archivella is our attorney. Anthony, if you would tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and the practice. You can do it.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been on a radio show.
Well, so, you're crushing it.
Wow.
I was born in East Falls.
You're a Fallser just like me.
I was raised in New Jersey.
Which part of New Jersey?
Pensauken.
That woke up Marla. Okay.
Yeah, well, Jersey. I'm from South Jersey. Yeah, I'm from Washington Township.
Yeah, and yeah. I went to Camden Catholic High School and St. Stephen's School. I was thinking my father turned 90 yesterday.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Dad.
I said, Dad, you know, I was born in East Falls. And I said, I know you weren't born in the hospital. He said, no, I wasn't born in the hospital. And we spoke a little bit about it, and I kept thinking, why was I born in East Falls at the Women's Medical College Hospital?
Which is right where I was, by the way. That's,
really?
That's, yeah.
Wow.
And as I my immature self came out, and I said at the same time, same place.
And I figured it out. You know, he said, well, you were delivered by a female doctor.
Oh.
And I said, well, they were immigrants, my parents, and I figured now I know. Those doctors, those women doctors got paid less.
Yeah.
And she let, like my father, pay over time because she delivered all four boys.
Wow.
I was the youngest.
Wow. Where did your family, what country?
My mom's from Cuba.
Okay.
And, wow. And my father's from Central America, from Nicaragua. He immigrated here in 1955, and my mother came in 1957, and they met in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So cool.
And so I had to think, wow, that's probably why I was born in East Falls, because we were all born in East Falls.
Incredible.
Because it was a woman doctor, you know. Mm-hmm. And
it was Women's Medical Hospital.
Yeah,
right?
It was the only women's medical school in the country, or the first.
That's cool. And I didn't know that.
It doesn't exist anymore, but... I'm sure they've got paid less, you know, unfortunately.
Well, no question.
For the services. But I was born there. I was raised in New Jersey. And, you know, I became a lawyer.
Was education important in your family?
I wouldn't say so.
No? What led you to your path?
I couldn't play second base.
That's a great answer.
And I wanted to play baseball so much when I was young. I loved the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
And... you know, you grow up in that type of milieu and that culture. Baseball is really important.
Yeah.
But I kind of, you know, I felt like, well, maybe I'll go into college, you know. And I went to St. Joe's over there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, right down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're right here.
And then I decided to become a lawyer. And
what do you think influenced you?
Maybe Lincoln.
Wow. So you study history?
Yes.
Well, let me just say real quick. Sure. Now, the law you practice, personal injury?
I do some of that.
Slip and fall?
Some of that, yes.
Our phone number here is 888-329-3306. Anthony Archivella, attorney at law. We'll answer any questions if you've been injured in an accident or a slip and fall. Now, you also practice other areas.
I do.
Yeah, talk about the other areas as well.
I'm a general practitioner, really. Part of my practice would be handling negligence claims, but I handle a lot of, family law matters.
Yeah, so family law matters. Talk
that's
about...
That's pretty big today. I'll tell you.
Not only that, emotional. There's a lot of emotions.
Very emotional. Domestic violence is very big, unfortunately, in our society. And I handle a lot of divorces.
That amazes me. I have to tell you, just with, and just being a woman, and I know you guys are obviously not women and you're men, and it's a different perspective. I feel like And there is always a fear, and I will say this, like, if you really are arguing with a man, there is, I'm serious, which you do often. yes. But, you know, if you're arguing with somebody, in the back of your head, even though you know that a man would never hit you or put their hands on you, it is always something in the back of your head, like, what happens if, you know, this guy blows up and just, like,
well, you said that about Joe.
Yeah. No, think about it.
First of all, Mark can kick the crap out of
I will totally kick the crap out of anybody that puts their hands on me. Yeah. But it's just a point of, like, you know, my heart goes out in today's day and age that women are so trapped in these predicaments and oftentimes are more feared to get out of them than to stay. You know, they're scared to death because if they get caught on trying to get out of the situation or bring this darkness to any type of light, the fear of a repercussion is huge, you know?
There's a cycle of violence, to domestic violence, and a lot of times it doesn't have to be a woman, but it's usually the person that's economically at a disadvantage. And so,
that's an interesting
and
point.
And also...
Yeah, girls beat men, women beat up men, too.
And they also don't always do it physically. They can do it emotionally, verbally.
Mm.
And it can be very difficult to be trapped in a marriage like that, especially if you have children. But the main thing is, one thing that occurs with this type of situation, and not just domestic violence, but general crime in general is committed under the influence. Most people that commit crime or domestic violence, they're usually been under some sort of alcohol or drugs, one or both in domestic violence. And why that is because once someone consumes alcohol or takes drugs, it disinhibits the person. Now, it doesn't disinhibit everyone the same, of course, it doesn't. But once your inhibitions are lowered, you can do things that you might not do sober. And so that's a big part of what I do.
Do you have when it comes to domestic violence, do you handle a specific, are your clients mostly women, men, or a mix of both?
They can be both. And it's they're difficult situations. I practice in New Jersey, too. And in New Jersey, if you get a restraining order against you, and it's final, it's for life. You're not getting it off your record. You're not getting it removed. In Pennsylvania, it can be up to 3 years.
Really?
But in New Jersey, it's for life. And a lot of people are very... you know, they care. They want to own. Some people want to own guns. They can't own guns if they have it.
Well, it's an interesting point you make, though. Yeah. I mean, and because especially there's so much emotion involved. Yes. How do you handle that emotion? Emotion when somebody comes in, because somebody has to be, the voice of reason as the attorney. Because you may run into somebody who's just spilling venom because they were wrongly. They've been in a relationship that's been abusive. How do you handle your clients in regards to, you know, you taking on that so that they can, you know, you can actually represent them in the best way possible?
Well, you have to have patience and you have to listen. Many times they really need to speak to a psychologist, not necessarily a lawyer. But a lawyer should listen, and show that a genuine concern for the case and the person's well-being and safety, because these situations can be very dangerous.
No question about it.
So that's what you have to do, and if you do it, and you you care, people recognize that mostly. It's not easy, you know. There's a lot of mental illness in our society.
Yeah, no question. You know, yeah. How do you deal with it yourself, being able to handle that much emotion on a daily basis? You know, like,
it's got to upset you, too, just to...
I'm just emotionally, like...
Well, a couple things. I'm a teetotaler. Do you know what that means?
No.
I don't drink.
Okay,
alcohol.
Me neither. Oh. I'll have a beer on occasion, but no, very rarely.
No, I'm like a Mormon.
Okay.
No alcohol.
Okay.
No smoking. And I keep a regular routine of exercise.
Okay.
And that helps me because I'm prone to depression.
Yeah.
And the running just 3, 4, 5 miles of 4 or 5 times gets me out of that funk.
Wow. And you run 5 miles?
Oh, easily, all the time. And this is what I do.
That's great.
And you have to you have
some kind of outlet, right?
Well, you have to love it too. You have to love helping people. If you don't like it, if you're just trying to make money, don't do what I do.
All right, we have Anthony Archivella on the line right now. It's WWDB 860 AM 888-329-3306. Anthony, tell the listeners how they could get in contact with you.
Well, you could just call me on my cell phone if you want. I mean, I pick it up. I carry it with me everywhere.
Do you have a website?
I do, but the number I'm going to give you, 215-331-6060. My web is under development, but it is aalegaloptions.net.
Well, that's an easy number, 215-331-6060.
Yes, and that's me. That's my cell phone. You can call me.
So when you have your clients, after they sign with you, they've been injured in an auto accident, slip and fall, or the result of a domestic violence, they have direct contact with you at all times.
Absolutely.
Do you know, I've never heard that before with all the attorneys we've dealt with.
I will talk to people.
Boy, what a wonderful to be able to just to call your lawyer and get him immediately.
And to have to do
I imagine you're as much a personal counselor as you are a legal counselor at times. And by the way, we do have a caller on line one. We have Claire. Claire, thanks for calling the show.
I have a question.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. How can we help you?
So my husband's a handyman, and he fell off of a ladder, but it was bumped by the homeowner's dog. And I was just wondering what kind of legal action he should take, if any. They're like not willing to pay for medical expenses.
Interesting.
Hey, I've never heard of that.
My assumption, Claire, is that your husband is doing this business, but he has his own comp insurance. He has no comp insurance for himself.
Yeah, no, he's like an independent contractor.
That's a very difficult case, to be fair. The homeowner insurance is probably not going to want to cover that because he's working for himself.
How badly was he injured?
He broke his wrist and he also dislocated his knee, but now he's out of work because of it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
what
a tough
area
one.
Do you live in?
Fox Chase.
Okay, I have an office in East Oak Lane on Old York Road. Our number there is 215-224-1000.
When did it happen?
It happened 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yes. There may be something there with the dog. You know, the dog was not being properly supervised. How big is the dog?
It's a Great Dane, so it's a pretty big dog.
Oh, wow. God.
That's bigger than a person.
That sounds like it, yeah.
That's an interesting...
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, the dog should have been kept away from...
I'm going to give Anthony's number again, 215-331-6060.
Let's do this. Claire, we appreciate that. Do we have Claire's number?
I guess have her the engineer.
Yeah, you know what, Claire, give your number to Sam, and we'll have somebody contact you on the issue. We hope your husband's feeling good, and we thank you for calling
in. Can I just say one thing,
sure,
Claire?
Oh yeah, one more thing,
Claire. The main thing, and the most important thing, is that your husband recover as best as he can. That's a serious injury, and I know cases and civil suits. And money, that'll never bring back a broken wrist to where it should be, you know. So get him the proper medical help.
Dr. Brady can help.
I was going to say, well, I hope if, that's those are the injuries that we deal with. But, you know, being a contractor, you using a hammer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If he broke his right wrist or left wrist.
And his knee, you know.
Okay,
climbing ladders.
Claire,
obviously, he's on ladders a lot.
Give your number to Sam, and we thank you for calling in. All right. Sounds good.
We got hung up on.
I know. I've been here for years.
I have a question about that because I do know of other people who were faced with a very similar issue. If you're an independent contractor and you don't have workers' comp insurance, is there any state plan or something that they can they find any loopholes?
Well,
I
can go there. There's an uninsured fund, but I wonder if you're the owner of the company. Let me say this, and I'm sure the lawyer Anthony can comment on this, but if you're an independent contractor and you have employees working for you and they get hurt on the job, but you don't have workers' compensation, that goes to the Attorney General's office. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you're the one that gets hurt, but that it's not an easy process to take. So I'm not a lawyer. I've just done a lot of these shows. So, any comment on that, Anthony?
Well, there is a fund, but it would not cover him.
Right.
It would cover his employee.
Okay.
He's supposed to have comp insurance for his employee.
Yes.
But if he doesn't, Pennsylvania has a fund, and they'll go after him.
Yeah, they will
at some point.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. They will, and that's the thing.
Is it illegal?
Or her?
Is it illegal? For him
it's
to
illegal.
Not have it?
Yes.
Okay. So
it's
yeah.
Illegal.
So that's. I mean, that he can't fight the law. You know, it's just he's out of luck.
If you have employees in Pennsylvania, you're supposed to have workers' comp insurance.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll have more from the Sanjay and Jim Show and our guest attorney Anthony Artavella in just a moment.
I will hug my mom.
I can't wait to embrace my brothers and sisters from choir.
We ask people what they would do when they get back to their loved ones.
I'll do a big barbecue and squeeze every face in my family. My brother, he better be ready for that bear hug, too.
I need to hug my girls.
Millions of people are getting vaccinated. It's our chance to get back to what we miss so much safely. And for people at higher risk of COVID-19 complications because of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart conditions, or if you're a heart attack or stroke survivor, the COVID-19 vaccine is an important choice. With every vaccine, we are closer to a future free of COVID-19. The vaccines are safe, effective, and the right response. Getting back to life. Set your heart on it. It's up to you. For more information, go to heart.org/vaccine. A message from the American Heart Association.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S., Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full too fast, even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge campaign.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sanjay and Jim Show.
Here on Anthony Artavella.
That's right.
Attorney at law, personal injury, auto injury.
Family law. Also, shout out to Marta Vittorello, our co-host.
Hey, let's not forget Sanjay Magnani, Oxford Valley Pain and Spine.
Absolutely. We have pain management, one of the premier medical facilities.
We haven't seen him since the spring.
he's busy.
Hold on.
He's too busy for us.
Hold on. He's so busy. He doesn't have time
anymore.
He is missing. No one has seen him. He's been going for
I text him all the time. It's probably his wife texting me.
Right. Exactly.
Well, he has a practice in India and Florida. Did you know that?
And he takes house calls in India, which is
so rich.
No,
I wish I was that rich.
I don't think Florida is the place to do personal injury, but
having said that,
not as much.
Well, we have Anthony Artavella.
Yes.
888-329-3306 if you have any legal questions. Anthony, what is your contact information again?
You can reach me at 215-331-6060.
Okay.
And having said that, you know, you do a lot of areas of law.
Yes,
I do. As a general practicer.
Yes.
Talk about the other areas of law that you also practice.
Well, for instance, when I leave here, I'm going over to Westchester to represent somebody in a traffic appeal. So these are very serious matters. You have to have a license in Pennsylvania. You don't drive around with no license. If you don't, at some point you get caught, you could go to jail. So I do handle a lot of traffic matters. I handle a lot of family law matters, divorces and custodies and support matters.
What is your favorite?
I was just going to say that.
Favorite?
I know
you're going to say. That's why I probably
domestic violence. I hate to say it, but I just love the emotion. It's
and helping somebody in that situation.
Well, it intrigues me because there's always an element of intense love there that they each party had for each other at some point, and you want to know where it went, what happened to it, you know, and you try to figure out if there's a way to repair it. Because, you know, marriage is sacred, and it's important to keep people together.
It's the foundation of our society.
Yeah, you need to have that, and you want to have that, especially when there are children involved. So I always look at, I think that it's kind of interesting to me, that's all. But I like what I do. I try to help people. It's important if they're in an accident, try to have them focus on getting better. Don't worry about the money. The money will come. If it wasn't your fault and there's insurance, you'll get the money. Relax. Get better first, you know.
It's a great philosophy.
And it really is.
You know, because you need to be healthy. You know, if you're not healthy, you're really...
Well, you talk about pain. That can do things to somebody's psyche.
Yes.
I imagine there's a lot of areas of what you do on a daily basis, because you mentioned... substance addiction and of course alcohol and drugs, you know, that can cross over easily into somebody getting injured and addicted, and can cause a lot of those other areas. You talk about crime, or you talk about family problems. In a lot of ways, they go in a painful way hand in hand.
Yeah, it's very sad.
So we have a couple callers on the line right now. We have Michelle calling in. Michelle, thanks for calling the Sanjay and Jim Show. How can we help you?
How you doing? I was calling because my girlfriend, grandmother fell in a nursing home, and she wanted to know, like, how would she sue or to get...
Doc, Anthony, if you would.
Well, Michelle, it's, you know, first off, I'm sorry about your friend's grandmother. The being a nursing home must not be so great. Hopefully she'll recover. Hopefully that's the main thing, she'll get better. Unfortunately, people reach a certain age, you know, and it doesn't always have to be a certain age, but I have a mother and she's in her 80s and she's fallen, and it really worries me, you know, because when they fall at that age, it's not, they can't bounce back like you and I, you know.
Right.
The question I have, why'd she fall? How'd she fall? You know, what caused her to fall? These are all things that make up the elements.
Actually, they said there was something wet on the floor.
Well, that's a good case. So we got to get her a lawyer. We got to get her help, treatment.
Now, that's a case you would take, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Nursing home, water on the floor. I mean, there's no reason why there should be water on a floor in a nursing home.
Yeah, right. It's a high-risk area.
Do you know these seniors fall all the time? Why are you making it easier for them to fall? You know, that's how I look at it. You know, you got to really be hyper vigilant in creating a safe environment. I was telling my dad, my dad's 90. I said, Dad, you got to watch mom when she gets up out of bed, when she gets up out of the chair. You're able to do things, but she can't. She's a little younger than you. You got to make sure.
How old is mom?
Mom's 83, but her mobility is not as good as if my father's. Sure. And it's just, you know, that's just the way it happened, you know, unfortunately. She has something wrong with her foot, and there's not much that can be done for it. And it causes some instability. And if she falls, well, I mean, it could be the end, you know.
Well, God forbid.
You know, well, look, we have to face reality here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going to go. It's just how we're going to go and when we're going to go and why we're going. And, you know, in Marla's father's case and her mother's case, it's very sad. these are situations that, you know, you have to really be strong as you can. But I'm so sorry about your friend's grandmother.
Anthony's number for you to contact is 215-331-6060. Thank you for calling in.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, no question. You know, in a nursing home, could you imagine? I mean, listen, everybody's human. And I guess in a sense, how long was that order there? You know,
right.
Did it just happen and somebody... but, you know, certainly it's a high-risk situation. And you mentioned falls, Anthony. Well, you know, they're a huge way of how some people...
Do you know, I mean, not, and I'm not even being funny when I say this, but do you know that sexually transmitted diseases are very high in a nursing home? I did not know that myself. Someone told me that they have a lot of cases because I guess, you know, some of the more mobile patients or whatever, and, you know, they don't, that's their house, but they have epidemics of sexually transmitted diseases in certain nursing homes. Interesting. Yeah, I know. I know you're looking at me like I'm like crazy. No, because you wouldn't think it. Like it's a real thing. That's where they live.
Yeah, some people.
Only you would have an expertise in this area.
I don't have an expertise. I swear to God.
She's an expert on venereal disease.
I don't know where to go with that.
I don't have speech. Okay.
But it is
We have Anthony Archivello with us today.
How about them Phillies?
I was saying, there's other risks that are, and it's a real thing.
Well, I bet you didn't know we were going there today, Anthony. Well,
now he knows.
It's true.
It is true.
In a community called The Villages in northern Orlando, right above, it's a very famous community. It's senior community. They have high rates of sexually transmitted disease.
Wow. I'm telling you.
This is real.
It's real. I'm telling you, it's like a real thing.
But I'm not laughing at that fact. I just was laughing
like
at the fact
I just
that
came out of it.
I didn't know where we were going with it.
Right,
certainly,
right.
He's
well,
not laughing
well,
at
it's
the
not
fact.
To compare.
He's laughing
right,
at
exactly.
Us.
But listen, it's not to compare even like to the last caller the seriousness of that incident. What I'm saying is, it's that plus this plus that. There's a lot of risk, and our elderly population is
underserved.
It's actually more functional
with
in some other ways.
People. Is that what you're getting at?
Well,
these are difficult decisions for families to make.
Yeah,
no
it
question.
Is.
It's extremely difficult.
You're putting your loved one at risk, especially if they're
a venereal disease.
But for real, because I mean, my grandfather was in a nursing home. My mother had severe guilt in putting him there, but he was a fall risk. So if he was home, he kept falling at home. She's like, he's going to break his hip and God forbid die. She would never forgive herself. So by putting him in a nursing home facility where they could get him in and out of bed, oh my God.
But he does have syphilis.
But yeah, no.
He did have syphilis.
But I will tell you, he was like very much engaged with some of the women there that was just, I mean, I'm not saying he was promiscuous.
Right.
I'm just
Let's
saying
get
he
back
was
to
like,
Anthony.
He developed a lot of friends. Oh my God.
Well, there's another caller.
Thank you so much for that.
There is Tara's on the line.
We have another caller.
Yeah, we should.
Thank
yeah.
God.
No,
this is a disaster.
All right,
we're going to get back.
We have Anthony Archivella here, who's here to answer any legal questions you might have. All right.
We have Tara on the line. Tara, welcome to the Sanjay and Jim show.
where anything goes.
Tell us how we can help you.
I guess.
Do we have Tara on the line?
Sorry. She hung up.
She's still on the line.
Tara,
she's still here.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, no, we lost you there for a second. How can we help you?
I have a friend. Her mom died, and she was left the house. Okay. And she just wants to know approximately how long it takes to be settled.
Well, we have an attorney that can handle that.
I think I can handle that, Tara. I do a little bit of estate work as well. An estate should be settled within 9 months. If it's not handled within 9 months, you know, you could end up paying some more interest on the tax that's owed. Now, you said your friend, it's your friend, it's her mother's house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was living there with her mom.
Okay.
And the house was left to her.
In a will?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame. She probably should have transferred the house before she passed to her daughter. But I don't even know if there would be much tax because a transference between a parent and a daughter, it would be taxed, I think, but at a very low rate. But it should be the will should be probated. Does your friend have a lawyer helping her, or does she?
Not yet, no.
And where is she?
Warminster.
That's Bucks County, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, you can call me. I can refer you to a lawyer out there. It goes through Orphans Court.
I have your contact information, yeah. I'll give it to her.
It goes through Orphans Court in Bucks County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a sizable home. That's a nice area, Bucks County.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so sorry for your friend's loss.
And we appreciate your call, Tara. Thanks so much for calling us on Jane Jim Show.
Bye.
Thank you, Tara.
Bye-bye. Wow. Yeah, so, having those questions, you wonder... So many people, you get into wills and estates, and I know you do that.
Some of it, yeah.
But but there's an area, you could do about 10 shows on one question, and that is this. What happens if somebody doesn't have a will?
It's intestate, and it's not a good idea. It's not good, but they could still get the house if they're the daughter or, they're still the heir.
No question. And if there are assets and all those things... a lot of confusion can happen if you go in that area. No question. What can people, first of all, where are you located?
I'm on Chestnut Street, in 1015 Chestnut Street in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll go to people's homes too.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. I'll go to people's homes for anything, divorce or personal injury, especially personal injury. If you're hurt, you can't make it to Center City. I know a lot of folks don't want to go sometimes into Center City, but... Don't be dissuaded by the parking, or the traffic, or maybe some of the cracked sidewalks. You might, if you fall on one of those cracked sidewalks, you might have a case. No, but really what I'm trying to say to you is Philadelphia and the center part of the town is very nice.
Do you do any Zoom?
Absolutely. I told you, people can call me anytime.
Do you do that e-sign?
I don't do e-sign because I'm not that technical, but... I have a fax machine, and you can always sign fax things. You won't need to worry about that sort of stuff with me. I'll make sure that I'll get the signatures, and I'll meet you. If you have an accident, you really don't want to come to Center City, I will drive to your home. It's not a problem.
How did COVID impact?
I'm a sole practitioner.
Yeah.
And I don't look at that as S-O-L-E. I look at that as S-O-U-L.
Wow.
I really care about people, and I'm not worried about driving 30 miles or whatever it is to meet you.
I wish all attorneys COVID, that way.
Right.
I mean,
COVID. Also gives
I wish
his
all
cell
people
phone.
Were like that.
Yeah, and COVID, COVID helped us too, because a lot of times now, a lot of these courts, especially these little municipal courts in New Jersey, you go over there for a speeding ticket, you had to drive over there. Now they'll do it on the Zoom, which is great. I can be in the office and do it, or even in my home. Even the bankruptcy hearings. I do bankruptcy work, and they'll do it by Zoom. We used to have to drive to the place to do the first meeting of creditors. Sometimes I'd have to drive to Westchester, or in Philadelphia is fine because my office is there. But sometimes I had to drive to Camden to do the first meeting of creditors. You can do it now by Zoom. So COVID did help with bring some of the routine matters
convenient to make convenient.
To help people so they don't have to come in to go to a place, and that's good. That's less traffic on the roads, which means less people getting accidents.
Well, and
prior to COVID, I wish I bought stock in Netflix and Zoom.
And Zoom.
I didn't even know what Netflix was. I was watching the Tiger King.
Listen, yeah.
Trapped in the house watching the Tiger King.
But it's amazing how, especially you talk about COVID, and I've heard, the courts and the practice of law. Obviously through new mediums, electronic mediums like Zoom.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. Especially, didn't skip a beat in regards to communication. Certainly, there was an adjustment period, and the speedy trial and all those things, and the courts obviously needed time to adjust. But the field of law, okay, really, really adjusted fairly quickly, right?
I would say so. You can't do really Zoom custody hearings,
yeah.
or say you can't do criminal hearings.
Some areas of the law got impacted more than others
because you have to be able to look at people, and discern. You know, the judge has to, the jury.
You do some criminal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I do criminal cases. I was yesterday being bay raided by one of my client's girlfriends. She said, "You're a traffic lawyer." No, I'm not a traffic lawyer. But she was upset. Her boyfriend's in jail. And I felt bad about it, but I'm doing everything I can to get him out.
We're not asking names. What kind of case was it?
It was domestic violence.
Okay.
And I'm doing everything to get him out of jail. Again.
Wait, not to.
Well, no, don't get into that. you can feel.
We're not talking about nursing homes.
No, this is very common, Marla?
Marla.
Marla, it's very common what I'm saying to you. You know this. This is a cycle. People go back to their batters all the time.
Yeah.
And they'll pay a lawyer to defend the boyfriend that beat him. Well,
it's like Stockholm syndrome.
It's
like
very, it's very bad.
It's like an addiction.
But
yeah.
I do look, if somebody's in custody and you're a private,
you need a lawyer.
Your job as the lawyers figure out how to get them out.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but try to get everything. And that's what I do. And I'll pick up the phone and I'll talk to you. And then I'll go up to the prison and see the person, you know, because it's important.
Well, back then, you know, we were talking about COVID. You do personal injury and criminal and family law. So there's heavy emotions across the board, but I know that the right to a speedy trial, the preference came to the criminal courts right back.
Yes.
Than the personal injury area, which got backlogged fairly
yes.
a lot.
And the domestic. Yes.
Well,
that's true.
Well, when we talked about that area, you know, custody and alimony was, are they areas, especially during the difficult times when COVID, where especially when jobs were being lost and all that, alimony was a big deal back then, correct? I mean, it's always a big deal, but that, was impacted.
Money's always an issue in matrimonial work. It's really a big part of it.
You know, Anthony, as we're talking, I see that, you know, you're a very compassionate person. I mean, I don't think I've ever met anybody as compassionate.
I know.
And we've got some great attorneys. But I just want to talk about
thank you.
Yeah, just calling it the way it is. But, I mean, it's in expectations, what your clients or potential clients can expect when they dial your number and are considering retaining you. What are the things that they can expect? I mean, I already know right now, based upon our conversation. But you know, talk about it.
They can expect that I'll listen to them. They can expect that I'll return their phone call. They can expect that I'll pick up the phone and speak to them when I can. If you call me and I don't pick up the phone, it's usually because I'm in court. Or I'm in a meeting. But otherwise, I'll pick up the phone. I'll speak to you. I can't always tell you I have the answers, but maybe you just want to talk because you feel like you need to get your point across or you just want to talk because you're hurting. And that's okay. I'll talk to you. I you can expect somebody that's going to show up in court and be there. If I said I'm going to be there, I'll be there. Don't worry, you know.
Well, by the way, those qualities, communication, as we all know, is the number one issue people have with their attorneys. I'm listening to you, and that's a priority to you.
Absolutely. I can't just tell you I'm going to be there or not be there. I have to be there.
I want to have Marla talk about Synergy Pharmacy real quick. We have 2 minutes left, but talk about what you do for, injury victims who get in situations that are very difficult.
Well, thank you. And just like you, Anthony, we're very compassionate. And, we want to do best by our clients as well at Synergy Pharmacy. We are a specialty pharmacy out in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania, that services workers' comp and personal injury clients all over the state and multiple states, including New Jersey, New York, Florida, and other areas that we serve. But ships directly, medications are shipped directly to the house without any out-of-pocket costs. That's Synergy Pharmacy, synergyscripts.com.
Fantastic. And Doc, about your practice before we hit the road?
Dr. James Brady, we have offices in Ben Salem, East Oak Lane, and Port Richmond near Kensington. We accept all insurances, 215-245-1000. I almost forgot our phone number. number.
Well, and personal injury, your clients.
We take everything, yeah. Personal injury, workers' comp, autos.
And no out-of-pocket costs when they come in, obviously.
Not at all.
Fantastic. And Anthony, if you would,
yes, sir.
Your contact information for
yes,
our listeners.
Yes, 215-331-6060. You can call me. I usually go to bed around 11 o'clock at night. I'm up at 6:30. I mean, you can call me. If you get arrested or you get in trouble in the middle of the night, call me. I'll pick up the phone.
That's Anthony Archivella, attorney at law. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out
to
Dr. Sanjay Bednati.
Oxford Valley Pain and Spine.
Absolutely. Yes. You can find him on the web on behalf of Marta Vitarello, Dr. Jim Brady, and of course, our guest, our attorney, Anthony Archivella.
Yes.
And Sam, our producer. I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Stay classy.
Thank you. Thank you for the T-shirt.
Whether you own a local business